News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Obviously, Simon Coveney survived yesterday, but it was fractious and it was an unedifying start to the Dáil term. Your reaction to what went on in Dáil Éireann yesterday?
Good morning, Ciara. Yes, I think it's a very difficult time when any government has a motion of no confidence put down in front of it. But what I do think happened really yesterday is that the law of proportionality really came into effect when we saw a margin of 33 votes that the motion was won by. And when one looks at the raw result of that, you see many, many independent TDs who normally would not support the government coming and supporting Minister Coveney, because they understand he's an honourable man, they understand in terms of the work he did getting the devolved institutions back up and running through New Decade, New Approach, and as well as the voice he provided for many, many vulnerable Northern Ireland communities right through Brexit, when there was no institutions there that were paralysed for 3 years. So it's the really first time I saw in the 33rd Dáil that they assessed all the facts before them and said, look, you know, we're not going to provide summary justice here. We know Minister Coveney's record. It's a solid record. And he's apologised for this whole affair. He said that he provided any answers he could and was at committees, etc. And I thought that was a fair and reasonable response.
He did, and
response.
He showed, I think, a reasonable amount of humility in doing so. And I think you're right that many people would view him as both honourable and a capable politician. But nonetheless, here we are. I said this to Leo Varadkar during the week. Does that not make it all the more stupid that an honourable and capable politician almost lost his blue shirt off his back in Dáil Éireann because of something as stupid as the Sapone affair?
Well, it was a very difficult time, Ciara, and as someone as Fine Gael and every TD in Fine Gael and even our members and, you know, society at large, you know, it's not the best time for the party. But one of the important things is to admit when you're wrong. This absolutely was a mistake. It was handled very badly, and we have done that. But now we just want to get on with the more important things. As we know, we have a huge budget coming up and our housing fraud plan and childcare and other issues.
And I think the electorate would agree with you that we have bigger fish to fry. But is this the end of the Sapone affair? Obviously, yesterday, Sinn Féin's Matt Carthy used his Dáil privilege to accuse Minister Simon Harris of being the one who leaked the Catherine Sapone appointment to journalists. I know Minister Harris has denied this. But a breach of confidentiality within Cabinet is a serious thing to have happened. Is this the end of the Sapone affair, or does there need to be an investigation into all of that?
Well, I believe so for a few reasons. Obviously, the biggest freedom of information request ever was put out by the Department of Foreign Affairs of all their documentation. I'm very confident in Minister Coveney in terms of that he has told us every aspect of the story, backed up by the Secretary General. But in relation to Matt Carthy, you know, Sinn Féin have form on abusing Dáil privilege. We saw it before with Mary Lou McDonald reading a list of names into the Dáil record. And I would say to Matt Carthy directly, if he has such evidence, let him come forward and have it tested, because there's proper routes to do that. I, as a TD and a Minister of State, take very seriously my responsibilities, and I know that leaking from Cabinet is a criminal offence and it is a very serious issue. And Minister Harris has responded robustly, saying that
I hear what you're saying,
privilege.
But is it an abuse of Dáil privilege? Is it not exactly what Dáil privilege is for? You know, I myself have heard the rumours that it was Minister Harris who had leaked this information, and I think it was being whispered among the corridors of Leinster House quite widely. Is that not what Dáil privilege is for, to allow TDs to say things that they wouldn't be allowed to say otherwise, that may be of public interest?
Well, it is, number one, if you can back up what you say on the floor of the chamber. And this is the key thing. Deputy Carthy provided no evidence, no detail from what he said or what he alleged. And I would point out that in the last instance, when the current president of Sinn Féin abused Dáil privilege, again, it was just by poor research done on the document that was published.
If it can be proved
and
that,
here, one
that
point
it was Minister Harris, what should happen then?
One point I would make about that leak is the actual leak was incorrect, if your listeners remember looking back at it, because it was alleged through the leak that it was the Taoiseach that had took the memo to government with Catherine Sapone's name on it. So that was totally inaccurate. So that would suggest a huge possibility of it from being outside a government minister. We don't know where the leak came from, but if it is and someone has evidence, absolutely they should report it, because it is a criminal offence.
And who should they report it to, Peter?
Obviously, an Garda Síochána, you know, there is independent processes in our state which we as politicians shouldn't get involved in if you have evidence of wrongdoing. And Deputy Carty abused all privilege by putting something on the record.
A second Garda investigation into a Fine Gael TD, that doesn't look great for a party who prides itself on law and order.
Because there's no evidence for it, Ciara. You know, this is about throwing muck at the wall and hoping some of it will stick. And from those that are throwing it, you know, the way they have protected their untouchables, that really needs further light on. We saw what Research Services Ireland, a bogus company, set up to claim expenses in the north. We saw families of Robert McCartney, Paddy McGahan, Maria Cahill, all their untouchables protected and safe through Sinn Féin kangaroo courts. And they're the ones now taking the high moral ground where they appoint all their cronies in the north to various different boards. And it's the most sectarian measure that you could ever see. And they talk about in United Ireland, you know, moving away from a binary choice and bringing communities together. The hypocritical views from them, I've never seen anything like it.
Okay. Were you disappointed by the resignation of Fianna Fáil's Mark McSharry yesterday and him voting against the motion of voting with the motion of no confidence?
Absolutely. Look, to lose any member of the government is always a difficult time. And I know it's probably a difficult day for Mark and his family. It's never easy to make a decision like that. And I know he's been speaking out a lot over the last number of months, and I wish him well in the future. We used to get on with the role of government. It's a 82 to 77 majority. We have a lot of work to do in the coming months ahead. And I think this motion of no confidence that was put forward, I think it will have a counter effect of bringing the government together, because it shines a spotlight into the huge body of work that we want to get on with now. And it really unites the government as well, because I think everyone has accepted this is a very difficult affair. We're moving on. Okay. And now we really want to deliver for citizens.
Just with regard to the headline on the front of the Irish Times this morning, Peter, state faces escalating repair bill for homes hit by mica. This is a serious issue. Obviously, there is a situation with homes in Donegal crumbling before our eyes. But now Limerick, now Clare and other councils are getting involved, saying that their, I suppose, housing stock has also been affected. Are we talking about a blank cheque here? Are we talking about billions?
Look, this is a very difficult issue, Ciara. You're absolutely right. And I feel so sorry for the communities affected. And that's why we're working so hard to respond to it. The Defective Concrete Block Scheme Working Group was established after we had the huge protest, very frustrated people, who I went out and met them all outside the convention centre where the Dáil was sitting. And the group is sitting next Friday again. We'll have a report by the end of this month, 2 weeks' time. The community groups on the group asked for an extension of 2 months. We obviously acceded to that request. We're providing them support through the housing agency.
They're also and we asking really for things like protection for holiday homes, 40 years of protection from the date of repairs. This could be an extraordinary amount of money to the Exchequer.
Look, we have to obviously negotiate with DEEPER, but the working group will report in 2 weeks. I just don't want to say anything that will compromise that, but we are taking it very seriously. Minister O'Brien is working very hard on it with Minister McGrath, and we really want to get a response and support for these communities as quickly as possible.
Look, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. That is Fine Gael TD and Minister of State there with responsibility for local government and planning, Peter Burke.